864-233-BUGS.
What if there was a paint that made you look at paint differently? One that completely rewrote paint's genetic code so it can strengthen any color. What if it's built with better ingredients? Even given superpowers. Since Benjamin Moore reinvented the way paint is made, it makes you wonder, is it still paint? Benjamin Moore, paint like no other.
The Carter Color Company, 1067 Tiger Boulevard, Clemson. Your independent, local Benjamin Moore paint retailer.
Hey, Tiger fans, it's the season of giving, so share with friends Clemson Blue Cheese. Made on campus and available in crumbles, wedges, wheels, and dressing, Clemson Blue Cheese is perfect for holiday entertaining, cooking, and recipes, and makes a super gift. Celebrate the holidays with Clemson Blue Cheese. Find it in Ingles Markets, select Bylos, and in specialty food stores across the Carolinas. Ask for Clemson Blue Cheese by name or order it online at clemsonbluecheese.com.
Amici, pizza, wings, and friends. So why not leave the house tonight and come home? Visit us online to find your neighborhood Amici. Amici, come in, grab a bite, relax.
Hey, Upstate, this is Hunter Renfro, former Clemson Tiger, 2018 national champion. I got my 2019 Rocky Ridge Titan at Granger Nissan of Anderson, which has the best bumper-to-bumper truck warranty out there. Get yours today and tell them you got it at Granger. Go Tigers.
South Carolina and all the ships at sea. We are live from Twin Peaks, home of the 28-degree draft beer, beautiful women, 80 high-definition monitors. We have the Cowboys and the Bears tonight. There's not a better place to watch it than at Twin Peaks. The food is the biggest surprise of the whole deal. The food is unbelievable. It doesn't matter what you choose. The weather's getting cooler. The venison chili is unbelievable. I'd recommend that. But it doesn't matter what you choose. The food at Twin Peaks is the biggest surprise of the whole deal. It's just superior. And they're always, to use Roy Kramer's word, tweaking it. So come on out and join us. Come for the show. Stay for the after party. We'll have people out here all night long. Also, I have the Alabama t-shirts I've been talking about. Alabama second in our own division, that kind of thing. These are real. I have them in my possession. I don't know how many I have, but you have to be here for the after party to get the t-shirts. All right? That's the way it's going to work. I'm going to give those out. I don't know. It's going to be first come, first served. It's going to be after 7 o'clock when we move into the back room and we settle down for dinner, drink, conversation, all that kind of stuff. All right? So come on out and see us at Twin Peaks this afternoon and this evening. You know, and these Alabama t-shirts are cool as can be. I mean, I have them in both Bama and Clemson colors, depending on how you want it. But that's a real thing. So come and get yours after the show goes off the air. You want to get in though, 654-7627, 654-7627. Lots to talk about. It's funny. Last week when I gave out two road rage upset alerts, and what I mean by upset alert is I think the underdog, and I'm not looking for two- or three-point underdogs. I'm looking for like six or beyond that have a real chance to win. And last week, I gave out two that were both in the teens. I gave out Georgia and Oregon as as potential teams that would be upset, and both of them were like 13.5, 14-point favorites. And it was I wrong? You know, it's funny because I heard people say, well, I don't see that there's going to be upsets in those. And, of course, there was. I mean, Georgia, as everyone who watched the game knows, should have lost. They were gifted the game by the officials. Worst officiating job in a game I've ever seen. Every single call blatant, flagrantly ignored. So you call it whatever you want. You call it a black helicopter. Call it whatever you want. I don't care what you call it. If you watch the freaking game, you know what happened. I mean, I've never seen anything like it in my life. You got a receiver yank a DB's face mask 3 feet down so he can't cover him, and then he catches the ball. And there's no call. It's on the ball. How do you not see that? Then you have Georgia with multiple defensive holding penalties, pass interference penalties, in which the jersey is stretched out 2 feet from the body, including on the final drive. There's no call. And those are just the most flagrant. I mean, there were six of them. So, you know, that was a 14-point game, and A&M was driving to win the game. So that's an upset alert. That's what an upset alert means. It's meaning the team is in position to lose or the underdog is in position to win. And again, I'm not giving you any 2 or 3 point underdogs. So that was very real. And then Oregon is a 14-point favorite. They were in my number two spot in the upset alert last week. They actually lost. I'm pretty sure that nobody saw those coming. But they happened, right? Well, there are three teams on upset alert this week. Three. And these will all happen as well. So if you're in the gaming side of it and you're looking for plays because, you know, because one or two of you people ruined it for the rest of you degenerates. You know, we have slaughtered Vegas for 8 years and we're the best in the country at it. And this is what you get. So I'm going to give you three upset alerts probably during the show today. And what it means is that fairly significant underdogs are going to have a chance to win the game and or win the game. So we'll be looking at those a little bit later. Hey, Ramona, one thing we didn't do, we've never even mentioned the Carolina Alliance Bank You Pick'em contest from last week.
Oh, yeah, that's true. We didn't.
By the way, Ramona, I saw a tweet from Christian Gamecock, who's a Gamecock fan. He wrote, picked up my bowl. He wrote, picked up my bowl shirt today, and it's a photograph of a plain white T-shirt.
Oh, no.
I want to talk about coaches, too. I want to talk about coaches and some of what's going on. I mean, it's fairly astonishing that Florida State couldn't land Matt Campbell. I mean, just to be clear, in case you don't know, and I've been talking about this the last few days, Florida State's number one target was, in fact, the Bovada favorite, Matt Campbell. They appeared to have a deal in place, allegedly. They had shined up the field, painted the field, had a press conference scheduled. All of that fell through. The Florida State, you know, this is a strange time in college football. A strange time when the Florida State Seminoles, the mighty power of Florida State, incapable of luring a coach from Iowa State? I mean, you have a guy who opted to stay at Iowa State rather than take the Florida State job? I'm not sure what that says. I'd love to hear from you Noles fans, though, as to what that says. Because this happened. All right? Matt Campbell was offered the Florida State job and turned it down. How? I don't know. What the sticking points were, I don't know. But that happened. That's why Florida State is continuing to search elsewhere. But Matt Campbell was offered that job and didn't want it. I mean, that speaks volumes of where Florida State is right now and what it means. That's impossible for me to conceive of. that a guy who's coaching Iowa State could be offered the Florida State job and say, no, thank you. I don't know if it's money. I don't know what it was. I don't know. I'm unsure. But it appears a deal was imminent the other day that it was structured. I mean, they were planning an announcement. They were planning a presser. And none of it happened. All right, Ramona, let's start here. You want to get in, 654-7627. We're going to talk about the playoff and how it's going to unfold and what is going to transpire. I think more and more people have come to understand that Utah is an elite team and they are going to be part of this process. All Utah needs to do is beat Oregon, and they're going to go to the college football playoff. Barring Georgia beating LSU, or barring, I guess if Oklahoma beat Baylor, 50-3 or something, beat them as Ohio State did a few years back, as Ohio State beat Wisconsin and beat their brains in and posterized them, then maybe you get some Oklahoma push. But as is, make no mistake about it, if Utah beats Oregon in similar fashion to Oklahoma beating Baylor, Utah is going to the college football playoff, period. They are going to be the fourth team. I know Mark tried to blow all that smoke at yesterday. None of that's happening. No one cares what Paul Feinbaum says. Paul Feinbaum is an idiot. Everyone knows it. He's promoting SEC propaganda. That's what he does. So, that's his role. His role, it's funny. You can't even really be mad at that guy anymore, Ramona, because his whole job, you can be mad at him from a standpoint of he's not a professional. He's sold his soul. There's no reason to call Paul Feinbaum a professional anymore. He sold his soul as a propagandist. That's what he is. But he's a highly compensated propagandist, a troll, if you will. That's all he is. And I get it. I get what he's doing. He is paid. He right now is being paid to flap his ears and go on and say the most ridiculous thing about the ACC or any other league that isn't the SEC as he can. That's all he does. That's all he does. He does that thing over and over and over again. He does that over and over again. Yeah, sure. Look at Diaz, her little cheerleader deal. But that's all that Feinbaum is. It's all that he does. So I don't know that people should get mad at him for that anymore, because we just need to recognize him as what he is. Recognize him as what he is, and that's what he is. He's a highly compensated troll. He is paid to say absolutely ridiculous things about anybody that's not in the SEC. And he does it over and over again, and he lights the fire. He lights the fire, and that's what he's done. But he can say whatever he wants, and when he says, that he doesn't, no one wants Utah in the playoffs, he doesn't. No SEC faction wants Utah in the playoffs for a whole assortment of reasons. It's funny, Ramona. On my way in here, I had Kwok on, and he was talking about this issue, and he referenced someone on the text line who said, Kyle Whittingham has never coached in a big game. That's not true. Kyle Whittingham was the head coach of Alabama. This was a text who said this. Kyle Whittingham was the head coach of Utah when Utah played Alabama in the Sugar Bowl. I'd say that's a big game. It's part of the BCS. Alabama was 4 at the time. Utah was 7. And Kyle Whittingham's Utah team beat their brains in. So, that's not true. Actually, Whittingham's coached in a lot of big games, and he's 11-2 in bowl games, the all-time winningest mark in bowl games, and by a wide margin. It's interesting because Urban Meyer is too, who was, the guy that he coached under. So, I think that when you look at Utah, what Utah is they're this. They have the best defensive line in America, period. It's not Ohio State. It's not Auburn. It's none of those teams. The best defensive line in America is Utah. It's not even close. It's just not. Not even close. They're by far the best defensive line in America. And if you look at the recent track record of the teams that have won the national championship, almost every one of them has had the best elite defensive line. So that alone puts Utah in the conversation. This is before you add in the fact they have one of the five best running backs in the country. They have one of the five best quarterbacks in the country. Okay, I have one of the five best quarterbacks. I have one of the five best running backs. And I have the best defensive line in the country. And I'm brilliant in special teams. And I play the best complementary football in the nation. But I'm not one of the four best teams. You're kidding yourself. Let me tell you something. Even Ohio State, if it winds up being Utah and Ohio State, you know, look, from Utah's standpoint, here's their dilemma. They are going to get in because they are going to beat Oregon on Friday. They are going to get in as a team that may be the best defensive team in Pac-10, Pac-12 history, but they are going to face in Ohio State a team that, in my estimation, might be the greatest Big Ten team of all time, as I've been saying, and a Clemson team that might be the best ACC team of all time. And I know when I say that, that upsets a lot of the Florida State people. Again, the jury's still out on that, but might be. The talent indicates and the way they're playing indicates it. They have to complete the deal, just as Ohio State does. But on paper right now, you can make a case that Ohio State looks as dominant as any team that's ever come out of the Big Ten, and Clemson looks as dominant as any team that's ever come out of the ACC. Meanwhile, Utah looks as dominant as any team that's come out of the Pac-12. That makes for interesting matchups. And I don't use LSU or Georgia because I don't think either one of them are in that group. I just don't. I think LSU is a great offensive team that's really limited defensively, and we're going to talk about that game. You know, there's another element I want to get into. We'll take a break. We'll get into it on the other side. It's Waltham Tulip Road Rage. It's live from the Peaks. Come on out and see us.
If you're a mattress shopping, you must go visit Engineered Sleep on Congaree Road in Greenville. Each mattress is made in-house, and their showroom has the most popular models for you to try out. Engineered Sleep makes your mattress shopping easy. Every local mattress order is delivered to your house, and setup is free. Buy local and buy direct from the manufacturer. Visit EngineeredSleep.com for more information. That's EngineeredSleep.com. Sleep like a lamb, rise like a tiger.
When seconds count, a coach must have a team that can perform. The Tigers certainly proved that in the national championship game. You can expect the same from Priority One Security's local monitoring station. Break-ins happen in a matter of seconds. Well-trained, highly skilled operators' rapid response makes all the difference between a break-in and an attempted break-in. Trust in local monitoring from Priority One.
See us on the web at priority1security.com. 888-407-SAFE.
Just as soon as you put your leftovers up for Thanksgiving, the holiday has begun. Make sure your carpets and upholstery look as sparkling as your decorations this season with Zero Res. Zero Res makes sure you leave your carpets and upholstery like new. Mention my name, Mickey Plowler, and get three rooms of carpet cleaned for just $119. For Zero Res Carpet and Air Duct Cleaning, call 864-558-7300 or book online at ZeroResGreenville.com. Zero Res, spell it backwards or forwards, it's the right way to clean.
At Big O Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, we're all about life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And part of that means showing support for our military. That's why we offer a $500 military discount to active or retired service members. It's our way of saying thank you for all you do. Whether you're looking for a car, SUV, minivan, or truck, we've got a huge inventory of quality new and pre-owned models for you to choose from. Visit us online at BigOdodge.com or come see us in Greenville under that big American flag on the motor mile. Military discounts on select models only.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Hi, I'm Glenn Reese with Krispy Kreme Donut Company in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Drop by for a delicious donut and a cup of coffee. Pick up a box for your business or church meeting. Share them with family and friends during a time of need. Call Spartanburg and Anderson Krispy Kreme.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme. First Class Halt specializes in service. That's why we only service Honda, Acura, Lexus, and Toyota. We believe in being experts in our field and these makes. Don't take our word for it. Read our reviews. With two locations to serve, Greenville and Anderson, firstclasshalt.com, your dealership alternative.
Let's face it. Sometimes local is just better. Locally grown, locally sourced, shop local, eat local. But what about local expertise? At Allstate, Friar Dixon is just that, a local. So contact Clemson Allstate agent Friar Dixon today so he can help you with protection. That's right, for you and the things you love most. Allstate, are you in good hands? Friar Dixon Allstate is at 405 College Avenue in Clemson. Call Friar Dixon Allstate at 864-643-2895. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability.
When a loved one is facing Alzheimer's or other forms of dementia, it can be difficult to know what to do. Dominion Senior Living will bring you peace of mind by providing your loved one with a specialized care plan, top-notch community support, and the warm southern charm you've been looking for. Dominion Senior Living's memory care program is designed to weave a person's life history, skills, interests, and routine into a personalized care plan with their specific needs in mind. Visit DominionSeniorLiving.com for more information.
Amici. Pizza, wings, and friends. So why not leave the house tonight and come home? Visit us online to find your neighborhood Amici. Amici. Come in, grab a bite, relax.
The flagship station for Clemson football.
Rolls right side. Looks downfield. Throws. Got Rizzo breaking. And he makes the grab. He does. Oh, what a grab at the 30 of Syracuse on the number.
We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Tip to the Red Rage live from Twin Peaks. Let me tell you about Pajamagrams. Guys, what's the one thing she's always wanted but you've never been able to give her? It's the perfect night's sleep. This Christmas, book her a ticket to Dreamland with the new Cloud Fine pajamas from Pajamagram. Cloud Fine pajamas are made of a fabric so finely knit and delicately brushed, she'll swear she's sleeping on a cloud. This is the one gift she really needs because Cloud Fine pajamas will help her sleep better, feel sexy, and look beautiful. They're sure to make her bedtime dreams come true. And when you see how fine she looks in them, your dreams will come true too. Plus, every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging. That's the icing on the cake for you because it means you don't have to wrap a thing. And as we know, as we've gladly and freely acknowledged, none of us males know how to gift wrap, period. We didn't take the class on that. We have no idea. So you don't have to worry about that with Pajamagrams. They're also backed by a 100% lifetime guarantee, so you risk nothing, and delivery by Christmas is guaranteed. So this year, give her what she really needs, a great night's sleep with the heavenly comfort of Cloud Fine pajamas. Here's what you do. It's simple. Go to pajamagram.com right now. That's pajamagram.com, and tell them Walt Road Rage sent you. Do it today. You will thank me later. Get in. She'll love you. Steven, what's going on? How are you, Steven?
Good afternoon. How are you today?
Good. Appreciate you getting in, as always, Steven.
Hey, I just want you to know that that young lady sitting next to you, G, is the main reason Boston College football fans are ecstatic that we're going to get a new coach. G was instrumental in getting on our administration and our athletic director to get rid of Daz and
Steven, don't you think I've been here for all that? I know all that. Yeah, I know she has.
But it appears that our number one choice and we're trying to get close to is Jeff Hapley of Ohio State. What do you think of him as our new coach and maybe bringing Al Washington along as our defense coordinator?
Yeah, I like it. I think that these guys have. have become sort of instant winners. Hadley's been all over the place. I was just tracking his bio all the way back. I thought he was a DB coach at Pittsburgh at one time, and he was. He's been lots of places. He's been in the NFL. He's been in college. Obviously, I think he's a guy that Ohio State doesn't want to lose, and I think that tells you something right there. So if you bring in the Hadley Washington, if you bring in the Hadley Washington connection, I think BC would be a lot better off than they are than they were under Addazio.
Yeah, that's for sure. You know, what I thought was, you know, originally I wanted Urban Meyer, but I figured BC, you know, that would be a really, really 100-to-1 shot, but you got to realize Martin Jarmon came from Ohio State. He's going to go with people he probably knows.
Yeah.
And now that he's going after Hafley, I'm sure there's going to be more interest in him, but I hope BC doesn't get outbid. I would like to see him be our first choice.
Yeah, look, I think if you can land that pair, I think that's probably a win. I think it puts you in a better place than where you've been. Where you've been has been a dead end, and you had to move on from that. It's obvious. It couldn't be more obvious. I don't know what people have – I don't know what the negativity or the positive comments about Addazio have been about, but I think it's more or less just his bald head and the fact he talks about dudes, you know. But when you actually evaluate what he had done from a football standpoint, it was way past time to move on. And then now you hear all these negative stories from people who were inside the program. So, yeah, look, I think that it's – I think Boston College is headed in a direction. And, look, Urban Meyer was never coming to Boston College. That's not 100-to-1. That's a Google-to-1. I mean, that was never – look, Urban Meyer has his eyes set on the Dallas Cowboys job. So that's the level you're talking about with Urban Meyer. I mean, he wants that job. He's openly pined for it, so I think that we'll see where he ends up.
Well, there's going to be a lot more bad stories coming out about Steve Addazio, and as far as Urban Meyer headed to the Dallas Cowboys, I think he's much better off in college where he was a monster recruiter. And, you were very kind about Addazio's career being 1-17 versus top 25 teams. He was awful. He was an awful game management. He was awful clock management. He was just an awful in more ways than one. And, I'm just very, very ashamed of my alma mater that took so long to jettison this guy and hire somebody with some class and some professional, coaching ability.
Well, Steve, you need to do what Dee here did. Go out and get yourself a big gulp. Celebrate. She's got little cheerleader things here today and everything else. So she's obviously ecstatic that she was able to lead this movement, which I know included you as an executive officer as well. So congratulations. You guys are actually the new hierarchy at BC. It's actually not Martin Jarmon. It's Dee and Steven and all your other associates.
Well, thank you very much. It's mainly Dee, but I can say one thing. You know, Dee's very humble. She didn't tell you that she was Miss Hooters July back in her day in New Jersey, did she?
She was what?
Miss Hooters. She was one of the calendar girls, I think.
I'm sure that comes as news to her. All right, Steven, thank you. I'll ask you about that one during the break. I'm pretty sure not. DC, D was a soccer legend at BC, actually. Soccer legend. She doesn't like the word legend, but she was a soccer player of some renown. Now, your team wasn't very good then, were they?
Good.
Like, you're good, but not elite. Right. Right. Okay. Andrew, how are you?
I'm doing well. I think Utah is the most balanced team out there that should probably get to the number four spot. Depending on what, I mean, Georgia and LSU game, anything can happen depending on who wins that game. So I would wonder what would happen about that. But I think Utah is deserving and should get in there.
Go ahead. And one thing, and I do too, obviously, and I've I've really made the case for this since before the year began, but the other thing I want to point out is it's still a shame that somebody's going to be left out. For the people who say, well, you know, we don't need eight, four works. No, it doesn't, because someone's going to be left out. Someone who went through a whole season and lost one game is not going to get to play in a playoff, and that's someone from a major conference. You know, do I think that Oklahoma or Baylor are as good as Utah? No, I do not. Do I think Oklahoma or Baylor deserve a chance to prove they're as good as Utah? Absolutely, I do. You know, so that's my real dilemma with the whole thing.
Well, we've had that discussion before, and I don't disagree with you. I just don't think it should go past eight, and you're willing to let it go to 16. I disagree with you on that. But
well, look, I'm fine with eight, Andrew. Give me eight.
Yeah, I just don't think that I don't think in any given year there are more than eight out there that are capable of winning the national championship. And so that's where we disagree on that portion.
Well, let me ask you this. What if, for example, are you a Clemson fan?
You know I am, yeah.
Okay. What if, not in this year where Clemson was so hyper-dominant, but what if, say, next year you come back and the ACC's bet and Trevor Lawrence gets injured early in the year and he misses five games? And in those five games, you lose twice against pretty good teams, but you lose twice. Trevor comes back from that point. You win every game by 30 points, but you're still not going to get to the playoffs because you had that early season injury. What if you have a team like that, that in an 18 field gets left out, that's team nine, but maybe is capable of winning the whole thing because injuries basically hit their season?
Okay, you've hit a hypothetical that's highly unlikely to happen.
It's not. Well, no, I don't. I don't think it's highly unlikely at all. I think it happens every year. Well, I mean, it happened with Tua, didn't it? But wait, Andrew, didn't it happen with Tua? Didn't just happen? How's it highly unlikely?
Alabama's not good.
Yeah, but. Listen. Had Alabama had Tua, would they have beaten Auburn?
I don't think so.
I do. I mean, it's 48-45 without him. The substitute teacher threw two pick sixes.
I thought Auburn's defense actually matched up pretty well with Alabama, and that was a rivalry game. But perhaps. But you've said all year, and I've agreed with you all year, Alabama's not that good.
I don't think they are. I don't think they are. I'm not making a case for Alabama. Don't misread what I'm saying. I'm just simply identifying a team that had a quarterback injury that changed who they were.
I just think it would be the rare occasion to where you have to go to nine to miss the best team in the country.
Maybe. I'm not arguing with Andrew. I'm fine with eight. Give me eight. Give me eight, and today we don't have any arguments.
Okay, but what I was actually calling about was this coaching stuff.
Yeah, you're good.
I had to comment on this in the meantime, but, you know, they're talking about Lane Kiffin and Jeff Scott both being big names talked about at Ole Miss right now. And I really hope that that Lane Kiffin goes there and doesn't go to Florida State, because the ACC needs Florida State to improve and get back to being a program again. And if Lane Kiffin goes down there, they'll be on probation in a few years. And I actually think Jeff Scott makes sense down there. I do think Jeff Scott makes sense down there and could do a good job down there. And we'd hate, you know, Clemson would hate to lose him. And some of this talk about it is that he would go and that Streeter would go with him to be the offensive coordinator, and I don't believe that. I don't believe that. I think Streeter would still be here and would be promoted. I don't think that would happen. But, Lord, I'd let Lane Kiffin go to Ole Miss where they'll give him free hands to go do whatever the heck he wants and watch Ole Miss get on. I mean, they already should have been on probation.
What happened? What happened to Lane Kiffin going to Arkansas? Because that was the thing like 2 days ago.
That would be funny.
2 days ago, Lane Kiffin was going to Arkansas, and he was taking Kendall Briles and Randy Shannon with him. What happened to that? I mean, this thing changes from minute to minute. You know, the funny thing is, other than Missouri, who actually targeted a guy, apparently, and made a quick and decisive hire, the rest of these teams don't seem to have any idea what they're doing, which is not a surprise. That's how they got there to begin with.
True story.
But yep. Thank you, Andrew.
You heard me. Thanks, Paul.
Good job. Yep. Let me get Ken in here. Ken, how are you?
Doing good, Walt. Listen, got a game that I wanted to back up exactly what you're talking about with the injury. Go back, and it actually involves Clemson. Go back to the 1977 Gator Bowl. Clemson played preseason number one ranked Pittsburgh that year. Their quarterback, Matt Kavanaugh, got injured at the first of the year.
Yep.
I think they both went into the game 8-2-1 records. They didn't play overtime back then, so they both had 8-2-1 records. Matt Kavanaugh was back for that game. With him, they were by far the best team in the nation. I think the score was 34-3, which was really taking it to someone back then when offenses weren't as high-powered. But that's why I've been saying I think 16, but because of the injury situation, that can happen, and that thing happened in that year. If you look it up,
I know you're right. You're right, and look, we see it in the NFL all the time too. NFL teams can recover from injury, you know, if they can get their guys healthy and become a different team at the end of the year. You know, it's just this college game that we don't allow for that at all. I don't know where you want to draw the line, but I know this. As I said, you know, my feeling is that I think that Utah is one of the three best teams in the country. And I believe, personally, they'll beat any of those SEC teams, and I also think they would whip up on Oklahoma and Baylor. But that's still just my educated opinion. It's not a fact.
Right.
My point is, do I believe Utah should be in the system we have? Yes, but I don't like having to argue against Oklahoma or Baylor because I shouldn't have to. One of those teams is going to get screwed over, period. One of those teams is going to win 11 games and not get to participate in the playoffs as the champion of a major conference. And to me, that's just patently ridiculous.
I agree, and that's what it sadly is going to take for it to expand. Enjoy your show, Walt.
Thank you, Ken. Good job. Yep, good job. Good example. All right, Walter Tula Road Rage. We're live from the Peaks. Come and see us. Book your next party at Carson Steakhouse in Anderson with a large private dining room to suit all of life's celebrations, corporate and social group events. Host a family or school reunion to remember. Book your reservation and they handle the rest. Double fried chicken wings, fresh baked yeast rolls, hand-cut steaks, grilled teriyaki salmon, and fresh strawberry shortcake, just to name a few delicious menu items. Make your reservation today. Call 226-9400. Again, that's 226-9400. Carson Steakhouse, Anderson.
Remember the first time you drove a manual car in traffic? Everything was fine until the dreaded hill. Could you do it? Could you let the clutch out just enough to avoid hitting the car behind you?
Come on.
In life, uncertainty can stall your momentum. But with First Horizon, a bank that has a deeper understanding of you, your path, and every challenge ahead, you'll be amazed at what you can do in the clutch. First Horizon. Understanding runs deep. Visit firsthorizon.com/leap.
It's Dabo again. One of the fastest growing crimes these days is package theft. We're all ordering more online, and a stack of boxes on your front porch can be quite the temptation. Priority One Security provides the protection you need with their video doorbell system. You can record any movement or answer the door from your smartphone, no matter where you are. Priority One. Trust in us.
See us on the web at PriorityOneSecurity.com. That's Priority, the number one, Security.com. 888-407-SAFE.
Want to make a difference in our community but don't know how? Now's your chance to make money while helping others at BioTest Plasma Center in Clemson. New donors earn $250 for 5 donations. Repeat donors earn up to $360 per month. Walk-ins are welcome. Need a ride? BioTest is 5 minutes from campus and on the CAP bus route. Become a superhero and save lives. Schedule your appointment at BioTestPlasma.com or in person at 500 Old Greenville Highway in Clemson next to Gold's Gym.
Truck savings continue at George Coleman Ford, where trucks cost less and travelers rest. Listen to this. A 2019 F-150 XLT with two-tone paint and navigation system. MSRP is $50,435. George Coleman Ford has it at $15,000 off for just $35,435. That's savings, people. Never any hidden fees. Just top-rated customer satisfaction for nearly 90 years. George Coleman Ford.
Must finance with Ford Motor Credit. Offer good through 1-2-2020.
Just as soon as you put your leftovers up for Thanksgiving, the holiday has begun. Make sure your carpets and upholstery look as sparkling as your decorations this season with Zero Res. Zero Res makes sure you leave your carpets and upholstery like new. Mention my name, Mickey Plyler, and get 3 rooms of carpet cleaned for just $119. For Zero Res carpet and air duct cleaning, call 864-558-7300 or book online at ZeroResGreenville.com. Zero Res, spell it backwards or forwards, it's the right way to clean.
Hello, beautiful and handsome. I'm Angela Matthews.
And I'm Cindy Jackson. And we're with Back to 30 Rejuvenation Centers, and we're here to talk about tips, tricks, and celebrity secrets. M-Sculpt, nothing like you've seen before.
Technology that allows you to sculpt both your muscle and your fat.
Only 4 30-minute treatments.
And you can tone your abs or lift your booty, because at backto30.com,
90 days,
no surgery,
real results.
Goodbye, handsome.
Young and nerdy.
When untamed, water is one of the most destructive forces on Earth, creating problems that cause you to be non-compliant. Incompliance is a turnkey stormwater, lake construction, and dredging company. Water management comes with a myriad of code requirements, and Incompliance specializes in keeping your water issues compliant. From full engineering and construction to simple solutions for small problems, they're the pros. Find them at stormwaterproblems.com. Stormwaterproblems.com.
His bark is worse than his bite. It's Road Rage with Walt Deptula on 105.5 The Roar.
The whole world gone crazy!
Now, back to Walt and Ramona.
Gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone.
Walt Deptula, Road Rage. We are back at the Peaks. 28 degree draft beer, beautiful women, incredible food. Oh, yeah, and my Alabama T-shirts, which are sensational. We'll be giving them away after 7 p.m. You know, I'm glad to see Georgia Greg on the phone lines, because I heard Greg say something today that we really need to discuss. But first, it is Tiny. Tiny, what's going on, Tiny?
Woo, I'm a bad to the bone. George Thurgood got me rocking.
Exactly right, Tiny.
Man, I tell you what was that? The Road Warriors used to be there on professional wrestling. I was so bad when the doctor smacked me when I was born. I smacked him back and took the nurse out on a date.
That's right.
That
exactly
was good
right,
stuff, man. No, News Channel 4 had something on their web feed. Man, somebody has hit a coyote in their car and took this thing to the vet. Do not do that. I'm glad they're helping us with the deer population, but the last thing you need is a coyote in the back of your car that's waking up realizing where it's at.
Yeah, probably not a smart idea.
So no,
I read these stories. I read these stories all the time about people who think that coyotes are dogs. I've seen that. You know where they you know they're feeding them. Hey,
they
look,
it was a neighbor's dog or something. Yeah.
Look, seriously, the woman who lives in the woods near me, there's a woman who lives in the woods near me in like an isolated cabin, and she told me, I might have said this on air. I lose all track of time. I don't know how long ago this was. 4 weeks ago, 6 weeks ago, whatever. She told me, and she's always concerned about her cats and her dogs and stuff. And, you know, she's always looking for her cats when she loses them, which is all the time. She told me that she's been feeding a couple of smaller coyotes. And I said, what?
No.
I said, what?
Yeah. Yeah, these are not pets, folks.
Yeah.
Absolutely bad idea.
and they yeah, hunt just, in...
Make
they,
sure you look
and,
it up. Get a good yeah, picture of one and make sure you don't do yeah. that.
And they hunt in... Sure. Right, they hunt in groups. So if you're encouraging them to come to your property and you're by yourself in the middle of the woods, hey, look, you know... you know,
you're going to lose that one.
Right. If I don't hear from you in a long period of time, I'm going to assume you're just bones.
Yeah, you may want to check on her, make sure she hasn't turned into alpha.
Right.
All right, guys. Well, that's all I've got today. Y'all have a good one.
Good to talk to you as always, Tiny. All right, back to the phones. And it is, who's up here first, Ramona? It's Joe over Georgia Greg by 30 seconds. I'm coming to both of you right now, though, so it doesn't matter. Plenty of time to get to both of you. Joe, what's going on? Joe, how are you?
How's it going, Mom? My dad had this customer one time. He hit a deer, and he thought it was dead, so I guess he put it in the back, the extra cab in his truck, and it popped up and tore his truck and him apart.
Yeah.
don't the animals.
Oh, deer can do some damage. I don't think people realize that there have been a lot of attacks on humans lately by the lovable, cuddable deer. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, they weigh like 250 pounds. Well, some of them anyway, but... Yeah. You know, I was going to ask you all that, and then I was going to give you two picks. A lot of people are starting to say it's either Mike Bobo or Chad Morris for the OC at South Carolina. What is your opinion of Bobo?
I'm okay with either of those. I think either of those would be pretty good hires. And then all I want Will Muschamp to do is leave him alone, stay out of his way, and let him run his team. But I think Bobo was a guy, I never understood this. Bobo took a lot of heat when he was at Georgia, but Bobo was innovative, way more innovative than Mark Richt. I thought he did a good job there. I think he's a good offensive mind. He clearly has a lot of experience. I think it'd be a good situation. I also think Chad Morris would be a good fit. I know there are some South Carolina people, factions, who don't want Chad Morris. I'm not sure I understand why. Just because a head coaching situation at Arkansas didn't work out, that doesn't mean you don't know offense. He does. And he's a guy who continuously tries to stay ahead of the curve. So I don't know what the protestations against Chad Morris really involved. Maybe it's the Clemson thing, but I think either one of those guys. I mean, look, one guy was at Georgia and one was at Clemson, so I don't know why that would matter. But to me, I think either one of those guys would be a pretty good hire.
I just don't want to get in a situation where we have another conservative play caller that doesn't really have a killer instinct. And I'm trying to remember like all the games of Mike Bobo, but I just remember that 2014 game. When Georgia should have blew us out of the field, and they didn't do it they didn't run the ball. So I don't know if that was a Mark Richt thing.
Yeah, see, I think that's it. I think that when Bobo wasn't aggressive, it was a head coach decision.
Yeah, but two quick picks for you, Walt. I think the SEC championship game is going to be closer than people think, but I got LSU by 7.
Okay.
I don't know, something like 30 to 21 or 30 to 23, something like that. And I'm going with Baylor to beat Oklahoma straight up and in this nonsense. And I think Baylor's going to win by 2 touchdowns.
Wow. Do you know, Joe, you know, one thing on the Baylor thing? I saw something on Twitter the other day from a guy at the Westgate Casino and Hotel, and he said that there are 12 or 13 teams that would be favored on a neutral field against Baylor. And by the way, one of those teams was Oregon. And I thought that's interesting, and it's probably true. And so if you're looking to distinguish between Baylor and Oregon, maybe you don't want to look at the loss. Maybe you want to look at the one loss versus two losses. Maybe what you want to look at is the fact that Vegas would have Oregon a favorite over Baylor on a neutral field. But to your point, one thing I will say about Baylor is that may all be true, but that's been true all frigging year. And Baylor keeps beating the expectations for them.
And I think that coach is going to bring them in with an attitude in that game. My last thing is just, well, I think Utah is going to win in a thriller against Oregon. I really respect both these teams, but I think Utah is just a little bit more talented. Oregon is really talented. Appreciate it, Walt.
Thank you, Joe. Yeah, look, again, to be clear, it's a line of scrimmage game. Oregon has the best offensive line in the country, period. They do. And Utah has the best defensive line in the country. That makes for an interesting matchup. Georgia Greg. How are you, Greg?
I'm good, Walt. I guess before you, whatever you wanted to ask me, I wanted to say a couple things that y'all were just talking about. First to Joe, I was one that off and on was critical of Bobo, but it was more – in 2009, 10, 11, he went to a up-tempo offense. And Murray's last 2 years, I thought he was really doing well. I think a lot of the criticism went away from Bobo toward the end. I think I agree with you. I think Morris or Bobo would be good hires. And the other thing you were saying earlier, I agree with you also. If you make it to the championship of your conference, and you made it through the season with one or zero losses, it essentially should be a quarterfinal for you. And if there's one or two teams that don't get in with one loss in the conference championship, that is unfortunate. I think that is a fault of this playoff system.
Look, somebody's going to be, in all likelihood, when all the smoke clears, a deserving team or more is going to be left out. It's the way it is. And I think that's unfortunate. And in some years, it can be two deserving teams or more. So to me, I think simple expansion cures it. And I think the playoff itself is easily remedied in terms of how you do it. You use conference title games as round one. Then you're playing no additional games. There's no additional travel. Fans don't have to pay any additional money. You're going to play a championship game in your region, and the way you keep the committee involved is they get to reseed the teams after the conference championship games. And so you consider all conference championship games. And therefore, for example, we have 10 conference championship games. All right, they all count. You're all going to play conference championship games, and when it's over, we're going to reseed the winners. And there are going to be four teams that emerge from that.
Gotcha. So, like, if Virginia miraculously upset Clemson, they would be a lower seed, but they would get in
They would get in, and then you know what? Tough. I mean, if you're not good enough to beat Virginia, you're not good enough to beat the teams that follow either. You know what I mean? It means that we were wrong about you, is what it means, fundamentally. And all I'm asking you to do is achieve something, win something. But in this way, this is a really workable way against all the things that people protest against. They protest against having to play more games. I mean, I heard people the other day having a conversation on radio here about, it would mean more games. No, it doesn't have to mean more games. No, it doesn't. It does not have to mean more games. It doesn't have to mean any more travel. It doesn't have to mean any more risk of injury or any more expense for the fans. You can do it right under the existing framework if you're smart about it.
Yeah, and if you remember last year, I kept my mouth shut. I told you, I talked to there. We got beat by Bama in the SEC championship. We were done. We were really done anyway. I mean, two-loss team. Shouldn't even have an argument. Well, I was going to talk to you about, we had talked over the weekend about talking about Fromm's year, but I must have said something today you wanted to.
What was the last thing you said? You talked
well,
over the weekend.
We tweeted this weekend.
About what?
We tweeted this weekend, and I told you about Fromm's progression this year.
Oh, yeah.
This week, I want to talk about
We can talk about that. You know, look, first of all, and the other thing, no, the other thing was just a. Was just sort of a joke. I mean, I had heard you say, in response to the Utah, in response to Kwok's poll, you said that, yeah, but it's the Utah basically propaganda from the station that is steering the poll. And I would suggest to you, Greg, that no, it's people have just watched Georgia's offense play that is steering the poll.
What? Well, he actually said that as a preface before he said it, and I just got to agree with him on that. I had to.
Yeah, okay.
I know how Georgia's offense has been this year. You don't have to tell me.
Yeah.
No, but
go ahead.
Go ahead. The thing I hold him kind of accountable for is accuracy. That was his strong point, and he hasn't been accurate this year. But the weapon, he hasn't had the weapons. Chubb, Michelle, Wilms, you can go up and down the list. I think there's just a lot of factors. And, you know, the offensive coordinator's first year, and Coley didn't obviously do a good job. It's just a lot of factors. But I don't know if it can come together one magical day where he can really have a good game in the dome where the weather's not a factor. But there's been a lot of factors that have led. I don't put it all on Fromm, and I think you feel that way too. But he has not had a good junior year, and I think that's where Georgia got their preseason number three rankings from, is the expectation Fromm would keep molding into this third year, and then the talent he got around him would, you know, and we just haven't shown that, I don't think.
Yeah, I don't disagree with any of that. I think Fromm's progression has been slowed by absolutely Coley. I think anytime you change offense at all, there's going to be an adjustment period. The receivers have not been great. When they've been healthy, they've been pretty good, but not anything close to elite. And frequently, Georgia does not allow Fromm to throw in favorable down and distance situations. A lot of Fromm's throws are third and seven. Type throws, and that's going to limit the effectiveness of your quarterback. Now, do I think he's been really good and just been wronged? No, I think he's been pretty good, and then you have all these other factors. But I never thought he was a round one draft pick. I never thought he was a number one draft pick. I still don't. But I think he's been certainly hindered by everything to do with that offense around him. They have not played to his strengths. I got to run, Greg. Appreciate the call.
Take care. Okay.
Safe at home plate in the Priority One Security Studios. WAHT AM 1560 Cowpens. WCCP FM 105.5 Clemson. Greenville, Anderson, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Roosters Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Roosters offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Roosters at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920.
Hey guys, this holiday season, give yourself the gift that keeps on giving. Testosterone replacement from Low Country Male. Consults are just $99 through the end of the year. $99 for an hour with the doctor? That ain't no bad deal. TRT plans start at $200 a month and include testosterone, labs, medication, and doctor visits. We offer solutions for ED, weight loss, and the amazing P-Shot. Our treatment options are designed to make men men again. Call today or book an appointment online at lowcountrymale.com. 843-936-6451.
Hey Tigers, this is Taj Boyd with Lakeside Lodge Clemson. This holiday season, we remember how blessed we are to have the support of our Clemson family. We can't wait to welcome you to our luxury condo hotel. You've never experienced Clemson quite like this. As we prepare to open our doors, we want to say thank you. Thank you for your support, and we look forward to seeing you at Lakeside Lodge for game day, late day, or any day. Come see us at 906. 906-